She's only about 4 inches tall and weighs around 1.5 ounces. And she's probably 4,500 years old. She was called the Dancing Girl of Mohenjo-Daro. Discovered in the Indus Valley in 1926, the little bronze statuette made using the lost wax technique has probably become the most iconic example of ancient Indian art and a source of immense pride. But recently, she's found herself facing a question she might not have expected about modesty. The little statuette, slim, with one hand on her hip, is clad only in necklaces and an armful of bracelets. And a textbook from India's National Council of Educational Research and Training decided to cover her up in a more family-friendly wrap. That led to howls of protest. The decision was reversed quickly. But the questions it raises about our obsession with defining what is vulgar and obscene remain. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The Dancing Girl isn't really an isolated case. Earlier this year, artist Shakibul Islam went to the Lepakshi Temple in Andhra Pradesh in southern India. It's a 16th century temple famous for its stone relief figures. He says he was shocked to find the figures, both male and female, had their private parts discreetly covered by strips of cloth. What was worse, the modesty strips had been nailed in place. He said the guard told him, local families come here, they've done this, so there's no bad influence on the children. We can't do anything. Shakibul was so distraught, he wondered how far this impulse to censor art could extend. So he created an artwork based on the Dancing Girl of Mohenjo-Daro with a strip of white draped across her naked torso. He never showed it, but within 2 months, to his shock, he found his satire had become textbook reality. The fact is, we know little about what the Dancing Girl represents or whether she was meant to be a dancing girl at all. Mythologist Devdutt Patnaik says,
this is exactly the way a woman stands when she's quarreling. And she's like making arms akimbo, shouting and screaming. And I said, why can't you see a girl, a petulant girl? By the way, that image is repeated 3 or 4 times, which means it is not just a random pose. It is also has some ritual purpose.
Calling her a dancing girl says less about her and more about us. It's all in the eyes of the beholder. Like vulgarity and obscenity. The Regina versus Hicklin case of 1868 established the Hicklin test, which said if a portion of a work was deemed obscene, as in it could deprave or corrupt, the entire work could be outlawed. At issue then was an anti-Catholic pamphlet showing the depravities of priests. Since its aim was to show the problems affecting the church, not to titillate or corrupt. But the Hicklin test said it could be banned. And that's how it was for years, till 1933, when a judge in the US ruled no one could cherry-pick passages from James Joyce's Ulysses and call the whole book obscene. And it said a court needed to consider its impact on the average person, not just the most susceptible person. Indian courts, though, kept relying on the Hicklin test. For example, a bookseller was prosecuted for selling unexpurgated editions of Lady Chatterley's Lover in 1964. But slowly, Indian courts, too, went the American way, relying on context and community standards. So a nude photograph of Boris Becker and his fiancée was deemed journalistic, not obscene, in 2014. All along, we kept saying, it's about protecting the children. But one wonders if the children are just the fig leaf for our own discomfort. Recently, Donald Trump celebrated his 80th birthday with a cage fight on the White House lawn.
On the 250th birthday of America, this really is the most historic sporting event ever.
Conservative commentator Bill Kristol called it vulgar, violent, commercial, grandiose, and tacky. In other words, he said, it's Donald Trump. But it makes one wonder whether this dressing down of the cage fight in America and the dressing up of the dancing girl in India remind us that we live in an age where we rush to cover what we deem obscene, but are happy to flaunt what many consider vulgar. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for AALW.
On the mopeds in the air, I love the woman is the same. I love a county seat in the new home.